Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have a great show!
Guess what today is? Hump Day!
Woo-hoo! That's right, middle of the week, Hump Day. But you know what other day it is? It's getting back to practice for the Cleveland Browns Day because Monday they go kind of through a walkthrough and watch some films. Tuesday they have off. And then Wednesday it's back to practice getting ready for the next opponent, which is the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday. But Wednesday is also the day, because they're getting back to practice, that players meet with the media for the first time since after the game. After the game's over on Sunday or whenever the game is, there's access to the locker room. You get to talk to the players briefly there. The quarterback, well, Baker Mayfield, and the coach, they bring those two out into a room. The media gets to talk to them there. Normally, this is a COVID year. I'm just giving you the way it normally is set up. So that means this year probably, you know, Zoom conferences with the coach and the player after the game. So you get to talk to them immediately after the game for like 5 to 10 minutes. Then you don't get to talk to them again, the players, until Wednesday. And that's the day that normally the quarterback speaks for every team. So that means Baker Mayfield spoke today for the Cleveland Browns. And some of the other key players speak on Wednesday. And Odell Beckham Jr. spoke today for the Cleveland Browns. And I was wondering, I told you this yesterday, we were talking about this yesterday, what the mood of the locker room was going to be like, right? We were wondering about how the loss to the Steelers, 38-7, all the hype going into that game, 4-0 Pittsburgh, 4-1 Cleveland, the rivalry renewed, how it was going to play out. Will the Browns put up a good showing and maybe steal a win, a marquee win, a signature win for Baker Mayfield on the road? Or would the Steelers win a close game because the Browns have a high-scoring offense? Well, they got blowed out. The Browns got dump trucked. Pittsburgh opened up a can of whoop ass on them. So they lost 38-7. So that's been sitting with them for, well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, going on 4 days, right? So I was wondering how the players would respond. We heard a little bit about how Coach Stefanski responded. And then I saw a headline from our good buddy Scotty Petrak with OBJ and with Baker Mayfield. Comments from today, fresh comments, hot off the internet, I guess, is what we would say these days, right? Here's Baker Mayfield on what he's feeling today or has felt since Sunday's 38-7 loss to Pittsburgh. Listen to this.
Say the feeling throughout the building after that loss. 4-2 has never felt so much like 0-6 before. So, but that's because, you know, we have very high expectations for ourselves. So we're eager to get back to work and to get out there and fix the problems that we know are within our own control.
So they're 4-2. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. On Monday, we talked about this as well. JT's on vacation, so we've had conversations with you calling in at 330-450-1480, talking about, yeah, they're 4-2, but their two losses are to Baltimore and to Pittsburgh by a combined score of 76-13, right? So, you know, they're beating up on the cupcakes, which they have a lot more to eat on the schedule the rest of the way, but they're not doing well against the better teams. So how would it sit with them? Well, how would they respond? How is it being talked about in the locker room, in the clubhouse, amongst the players on offense, defense, special teams? Well, you just heard from Baker Mayfield. They're 4-2, battling for playoff spots 5, 6, and 7, the wild card spots, right? But yet it feels like 0-6. And so I heard that today, and I don't want to make too much of this, and I want you to chime in on this, please. I'd love for you to weigh in on this at 330-450-1480. I heard that today, read that today, and I thought to myself, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Is it a good thing they feel like, man, that loss is so devastating? You know, yeah, we won four out of our first six games, but feels like we haven't won a game because, well, we haven't beaten the better teams. So is it a good thing or a bad thing that Baker Mayfield feels that way? And it sounds like some of his other teammates feel that way. In fact, let's hear from Odell Beckham Jr. on the frustrations of that loss in Pittsburgh.
I'm pissed. And at this point, I really don't care to keep trying to make myself look like a good guy into the world and all that, because I am who I am. I got pulled out of the game. The coach said this was the best decision. No, we're going to – it's 8 minutes left. And for me, I'd rather take my – like a man, I'd rather take my win the same way. I want to be out there to the last whistle competing.
Okay, again, how do you take that? He's pissed. He takes off his helmet. He takes off his shoes. I'll tell you in a little bit here why he said he took off his shoes. But he says he's pissed because he'd rather be out there, even though they're down 38-7, taking his butt whooping like a man. So we hear these two cuts, and I'm just curious what you think as to how these players are feeling. Is this going to keep them down? Is this a bad thing that they feel like they're 0-6, even though they're 4-2? Or is this a good thing that OBJ's pissed and they are feeling like, you know what, we haven't done anything. We won four games, but who have we beaten? So they're getting angry. Maybe it's like the right, get angry inside, Rock. Go get him. You know, maybe. Or what's Paulie say? He's not getting beat. He's getting mad. Remember that in Rocky? And he comes every time he gets hit, and he's like, hit me hard. That all you got? That all you got? So are the Browns? I don't know what to make of this. Give me the bake. Turn it up a little bit too, Brian. Give me the Baker Mayfield cut one more time here from his perspective on the Steelers' loss.
Say the feeling throughout the building after that loss. You know, 4-2 has never felt so much like 0-6 before. So, but that's because, you know, we have very high expectations for ourselves. So we're eager to get back to work and to get out there and fix the problems that we know are within our own control.
All right, so they're eager to get back out there, but 4-2 feels like 0-6. Good thing, bad thing? You tell me. You tell me that attitude, what you take away from that, okay? Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr. Beckham's pissed. That's why he was yelling and doing the stuff on the sidelines and everything like that. And I also found it, who was it? It was our good buddy Scott Petrick. I was reading his story. Supposedly, allegedly, in the Dallas game, this is the first time hearing of this. Maybe I missed it. It's possible. Maybe I didn't see it. It's possible. Maybe this has been lingering since the Dallas game. But allegedly, since the Dallas game, OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., has been battling a little turf toe. Okay? Don't know how it happened, when it happened. Supposedly it happened in the Dallas game. Didn't know about it till now. But OBJ battling a little turf toe. So part of his explanation, once head coach Kevin Stefanski took him out and said, you're not going back in anymore, is that he took his helmet off. I guess he threw it. I didn't see that, but somebody said he threw it. Whatever. But he took his shoes off, his cleats off, because the cleats bother his turf toe. So if he's not in the game, he doesn't want to jam his turf toe into his cleats. That's the story he's standing by now as to why he took his cleats off, his helmet off, walking around in his socks. It's like Braylon Edwards running around in his bare feet or his socks. Kids will be kids. That's what Romeo said. So I don't know. So this is the interesting thing that I think a lot of us were waiting to see with this football team, because they're not good enough to go 16-0. Nobody in the league this year is going to go 16-0, all right? So you're going to have some bumps and bruises, some ups and downs, some adverse situations. How would this team, and let's be honest, at the top of that list of the team, how would Odell Beckham Jr. and this team handle the adverse situation? 38-7 on the road at Pittsburgh, pulled out by your head coach. Baker with a whole quarter to go. OBJ said with about 8 minutes to go. Was that maybe the coach trying to light a fire under some of his players? He said he took Baker out because he was tired of seeing him get hit. Well, was that a message from Kevin Stefanski to his offensive line? I mean, think about it. He commented about Baker Mayfield, but if you listen to that cut from Kevin Stefanski, in a roundabout way, without throwing anybody under the bus individually or specifically, right? Yeah, well, I took Baker out because I didn't want to see him get hit anymore. I'm going to translate that for you. Baker was hurting to begin with. He took a lot of hits in the game. And then he took some more hits in the third quarter. And so because our offensive line sucked and he was getting hit so much, I didn't want him getting hit anymore, so I took him out because our offensive line had its worst game of the season. That's the translation that I take from it. All right, so you got your coach making that comment. You got your quarterback saying 4-2 feels like 0-6. You got your wide receiver diva saying he's pissed and took his cleats off because of an alleged turf toe and all. So, again, this is where you find out about the 2020 Cleveland Browns. This is where you find out what they're made of. Yeah, they responded after the opening day loss to the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore and won four straight. And the Bengals were the team next on the schedule after that loss, just like the Bengals are the team this week after the Steelers' loss. But I think a lot of us, and I use this word all week so far, a lot of us look back at that and go, well, that was a mulligan. That's game one for Stefanski, a pandemic season, no preseason, a new offense, all that stuff. That's a mulligan. Hey, they won four in a row. See, he fixed it. Well, now they went to Pittsburgh and got the crap kicked out of them. And we're hearing all these different things. Took Baker out because he didn't want him to get hit anymore. Translation, offensive line stuck from your head coach. Baker Mayfield, 4-2, feels like 0-6. OBJ, I'm pissed. I am who I am. Took my shoes off because they got turf toe. So, for me, Sunday's game just got a lot more interesting. Because I'm thinking Browns are going into Cincinnati, 1-4-1 Cincinnati, rookie quarterback Cincinnati, team they beat 35-30 earlier this year, Cincinnati. I'm thinking they're going in there into Cincinnati and getting a win and getting back on track at 5-2. That was my original thought process after the game, even though they looked so bad. And Nick Chubb isn't coming back this week. And Wyatt Teller, we're not sure, probably not coming back this week. Carl Joseph or Harrison, the safeties, don't know if they're going to. But still, even if we, without knowing who's coming back this week from injury, still thinking my mindset Monday is, that's all right. They got the Bengals. The Bengals are the elixir to cure what ills you, right? And a butt whooping is what's illing you. So your elixir is go play the Bengals wherever. Cleveland, Cincinnati, neutral site, on Mars, on Pluto, on the moon, wherever you're going to beat the Bengals with a rookie quarterback. Well, we're going to find out now. Got a lot more interesting for me after hearing some of these comments. I'd like to hear from you as to what you're thinking about Baker's comments, OBJ's comments, Kevin Stefanski and his comment about how he took Baker out because he didn't want to see him get hit anymore, which, again, the translation is the O-line wasn't doing their job. 330-450-1480. We got a lot to get to today, but I want to get to your calls first and foremost. So Brian Novak tells me we've got somebody on the line. Who is it, Brian?
Mike from Canton's going to start us off to talk Browns.
Sounds good. Mike, thanks for hanging in there. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Rope Man, this is Mark. Thank you. Look here, I agree with you half of what you said. I believe that the coach said that put it on the offensive line to cover for Baker. Don't get me wrong. He's a hell of a player, but he has some shortcomings. Every player on that team, if you're a starter and if you're injured, they know about it. He couldn't do it. OBJ, I can understand him. He has some passion. If you're hurt, it's like a bowler. I used to go to bowler leagues where the bowler, sometimes you have a bad ankle, you take your shoe off till it's your turn, until it gets too bad, and then whatever. So I believe he covered for Baker, And Baker has to step up. It's a lot of commercials. It's a lot of teammates that he has that sees this. And they're quiet about it. You have to produce. I have.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to interrupt you real soon.
Yes.
Mark, let me interrupt real quick because I want to get your thoughts on this while it's on, it popped into my mind. Because if I don't ask it now, I'll forget. That's me getting older at 56, all right?
Do you think OBJ?
Okay. Do you think OBJ is pissed at the losing, or is he pissed at Baker because he feels he's getting open and Baker ain't getting him the football?
I believe it's a combination of both. But if he's open, he'd rather be open, not get the pass. Baker being a quarterback, take a second or third read, hit somebody else. He wants to win. Sometimes you can get 10, sometimes you can get 7 yards. I'm just saying that the object of the game is to win, and I believe the players are actually getting tired of, I understand it's a new system, I understand all that, but he's an elite quarterback, and he cannot be compared to anybody in his draft but the lower class, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not giving up on Baker. I like his guts. I like his. I'm an Ohio State fan. I loved him when he planted the flag because I knew we was going to get him back sooner or later, whether it be NFL, retirement home, what have you. But I'm just saying, I believe the team is dependent on their key, supposedly key player, which is the quarterback, to produce. Because the line is holding up. I cannot turn on the line after these games because – actually, they were one of the best slides, and I still consider them a solid.
Well, they got beat up bad this week. They were putrid this week. There was no running holes.
A hell of a defense.
I know, but still, the hype was there about the bookend tackles, the rookie first-round pick, the high-priced free agent, right tackle, left tackle. Treader's a Pro Bowl candidate. Petonio's a Pro Bowl candidate. The only weak link in that was Hubbard, and he was a starter for you a couple of years ago, so as a backup, that's not bad. So they did not play well this week in Pittsburgh. Prior to that, they played pretty good with the exception of Baltimore. The thing that concerns me about this team, Mark, real quick, and Baker Mayfield, is you look at his record. He's 16-19 as a starter, okay?
Yes.
But of those 16 wins, only 4 of them have come against a team that's 500 or better.
I agree.
That's where he, and maybe it's unfair to put it on just him, but he's the quarterback, right? The quarterback gets all the glory when they win and all the grief when they lose, whether that's fair or not. That's the way it is. Well, he's got to win a big game.
Sure, but not with this team because it's a deflection. If it's not Miles getting a strip and a sack every day, It's Beckham. It's somebody else. I'm just saying he has to strap it up and show why he is a Heisman quarterback and the number one pick overall.
All right, appreciate the call, my friend.
We'll get some other calls in here.
All right, my friend. Thanks for tuning in as well. 330-450-1480. We'll get more comments from you about the comments coming from the Browns today. Baker says 4-2 feels like 0-6. OBJ's pissed. He took his cleats off, supposedly, because he's got some kind of turf toe. You had Kevin Stefanski taking Baker out because he didn't want him to get hit anymore. That, to me, the translation is the offensive line sunk. If they're doing their job, he's not getting hit. So all of these things coming out after the Steelers loss, and, oh, yeah, they got to get ready for the Bengals this Sunday. 330-450-1480. We'll get your thoughts on that. And, oh, yeah, OBJ may not be able to beat the Steelers, but he thinks he can beat COVID. That's coming up.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.